y'all. Welcome back to this week's edition of Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com. I'm Tom. This is Dex. And choking behind Dexter is Xylus. He's joining us this week.
I'm Tom, and this is Dex.
I'm Tom, this is Dex. Because I'm Tom, you're Dexter.
Yeah.
And I'm Xylus.
That's right. And he was choking when it happened, it sounded like.
Yep.
That was really odd.
Yep.
So Your Daily is a website/podcast where I find interesting things throughout the week on the internet, post them at yourdaily.blogspot.com, and then Dexter and I talk about them at the end of the week on this show. Although Dexter doesn't think this is the end of the week, he thinks it's the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
Yes. So, that's what we do, that's where we are, that's what it is, etc.
Yeah.
Alright, so the first story for today is Twitter Grid. Create a mosaic of Twitter followers. So Twitter Grid.
I don't like Twitter anymore.
You were never on Twitter. No, it doesn't. Do you even know what it is?
Yeah, you say what you're doing.
Yeah. And you post links to stuff that you think are neat and stuff like that. But how is it like Google? Google's a search engine.
Yeah, but Google's not a search engine anymore. It's everything. It's everything. Now Twitter is too.
Yeah, but you've never used Twitter, so how can you not like it if you've never used it?
Because you keep on coming up with, like, oh, Twitter did this week, and it also did this.
That means it's
and
being
this,
useful, though.
And this, and this.
But that means it's being useful, though. If it didn't.
I think Dexter's just doing cigarette.
I'm just saying it does useful things. So if it wasn't useful, why would you use it? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, yeah?
I need you to back up your argument, is what I'm saying.
I'm not going to back it up with the thing I was going to back it up with.
What? Which was?
Nothing.
What?
Anyway, what it is it's
it'll make one of us angry.
In what sense?
And nobody here would know what I was talking about.
Oh. Okay. You're confusing me now.
Yeah.
Well, basically what it is over at Twitter Grid, which is TWITRGrid.com, you can create a mosaic of all the people you follow or your followers or whatever the heck and place it on your blog, and then people can see them and check out their junk. Check out their junk. So, that's what that is. And apparently Dexter doesn't care. I think it's because you don't use it.
Junk on Twitter.
I think it's because you don't use it. I find it fun. Myself. Anyway.
I think it's for stalkers.
Well, it can be.
So you're doing this now?
Right, but you don't have to tell them what you're... Yeah. I mean, search engines can be used for that. When you fill out a profile, you're telling people where you live and stuff on anything. That's true. You know, although for the life of me, I don't know anybody that uses a phone book anymore.
I've been holding my breath for a long time, so I'm going to let it out now.
You know, you can just call the company and ask where someone is. You can just call Verizon and be like, do you know where this person lives? Sure, he's usually here. Okay.
This is true. Anyway, moving on to the next story. What do we got here? We got freerangestock.com. Freerangestock.com is a place where you can find free stock photos and textures. So if you just sign up for a membership, you can go and download high-quality, high-resolution free stock photos and other such things for your website, for your designs.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Well, I see, this is one of the things that I found interesting, not one of those things where you're going to find it interesting, because I need to find stock photos for things all the time. And stock photo, you wouldn't believe, like, pictures that you see on, like, advertisements or something. Like even this, that magazine up there, that guy that's floating in the air on the back of that magazine in that rack. That's a stock photo. That's something where someone took that picture and they sell it. They sell them for, like, ridiculous amounts just so people, like, don't have to go and create a photo shoot and stuff like that. They make them so that you search for them and then you can just buy it and use it for whatever you need it for. And it's, like, ridiculously expensive to do stuff like that. Like, hundreds to thousands of dollars to buy a photo. And this is a place where they've got some really... And also the thing is, too, is they have to be, like, super high quality. And this is a site that offers artists a chance to showcase their work as long as they give the work away on here and they get their information and it comes back to them. So I work in advertising now, so this is why I think of these things. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You have no reaction to that. Like I said, this was
just kind of like, okay.
Yeah, so that's over at freerangestock.com, which, as one word in the URL, looks funny. So that's why I posted that thing there. What do we got up here next? Speaking of artwork, there's a website called Art Babble, which is dedicated to artists. So it's essentially an online museum with a video that they showcase themselves featuring artist work. So basically the site says it's one, a free-flowing conversation about art for anyone, and two, a place where everyone is invited to join an open, ongoing discussion about and no art degree is required. So it was conceived, initiated, designed, built, sculpted, programmed, shot, edited, painted, and launched by a cross-departmental collection of individuals at the Indianapolis Museum of Art. And you can go there and see a lot of cool videos, like the one I posted on the site, of artists and sculptors and junk like that. And it's kind of cool.
Check out Artists Junk.
You can check out Artists Junk. And if they have Twitter,
artistic.
If they have Twitter, you can check out Twitter Junk. They're junk on Twitter. And that's over at artbabble.org. .org. I love saying org. It sounds like I'm making a sound effect.
Group.org. Ubuntu manga comic book. Ubuntu.
Chapter 2.
Oh my god.
I didn't even know there was a chapter
Ubuntu?
1. Yeah. It's the funniest thing. I downloaded it and looked at it. It's a manga comic book basically about kids in school learning about how to use Ubuntu. The operating system, and it's like a total geek dork thing. And
that's
in
really
in this one, they learn how to use CLI, which is what is it? Computer language interface, which is essentially like command line.
There's a whole comic book about them learning stuff that you learn in school.
Yeah, well, no, about learning how to use Linux.
Still.
But yeah, but it's pretty neat. It's just so funny that it's in manga form. I mean, how. Is manga even relevant anymore? Like, do people...
No.
I mean, I remember it was big, like, around the days of Pokemon, which is still on, for crying out loud.
No. There's people who are huge fans of manga. Like,
I've never understood it.
I never got into it, but yeah.
I never really got it. There was a brief period where you were, too. Like, you had gotten
I saw,
that manga
like, Case
book.
Case Closed.
Case Closed was cool, but that... I don't even see that as manga. That was... That was
just
one...
used manga art style. It's not like... And now you have to kill the 20th dragon in the...
That was always the strangest
game.
Show, though, because what it
but
was
you have
is...
to use this sword. You have to learn this move.
Right, but...
You have to go to the Great Cliffs of Modok.
But Case Closed was interesting because it was a detective show, but for some reason they made it that he was turned into a kid. It's like, why couldn't it have just been a detective show? I never understood that part of it.
You didn't read the beginning, though.
No, whenever they brought it up, it just seemed like, oh, yeah, that's right, that story. It's like you forgot. It was just, why couldn't it just be a kid that solved mysteries? I don't understand why he had to be... Whenever they brought it up, it seemed like they had to remember, oh, yeah, that's right, we're doing that story. So anyway, that's... I'm sorry, I forgot to give you the link of that one. That's the Ubuntu comic is over at Dr. Mo. .wordpress.com, and you can download a link of it there. That's where I got it from. So check that out.
Yeah.
Next is something I ran across on my
crazy pooper scooper.
Pooper scooper.
This story, it actually showed up in my subscription of YouTube videos. A dude posted it, and it's from like 1980s. It's this crazy woman. It's from TVDays.com. It's this crazy woman going on a local talk show in whatever station this was filmed on, and her name is Fran Lee. And she's going off about people not picking up their dog poop and how she's leading a campaign. And apparently she's like this consumer advocate lady. But she seems to think that dog poop is the problem for everything. Like, people ask her questions on it. The video is like 20 minutes long, but I watched the whole thing because it is just so funny. She makes no sense. She bitches about everything, but there's no rhyme or reason to what she's complaining about. Like, somebody asked her the question like... boiling it down to, I bought something and it doesn't work, what should I do? She started to say you should write the company, then she brought up her grandkids, then she started talking about pimps and hookers that live in her neighborhood and how she's been chased by them while trying to do stuff, and then she wrote the like her local congressman, and like it's this whole story where like she just goes on and on and on about these like crazy stories and then never answers the woman's question. It's the funniest thing. I mean, she seriously, like, she goes from, okay, this product doesn't work, to there are hookers and pimps in my neighborhood, and I've tried to chase them out. It's like, how did you get there? It is the weirdest video. Plus, I mean, look at her. She looks like a poodle with glasses. So if you have 20 minutes to spare, I swear to God, just listen to this, and you will be going, you'll realize, like, you don't understand a word the woman's saying. She's a nut job. And it's actually, the show itself is called People Are Talking, and it's actually... I saw a bunch of other clips for it online too, and it is the weirdest show, because the thing is they advocate people to act like this. They're the week after they say that there's going to be a woman who's going to be on, who's I don't even remember. It's something really weird.
Senile people.
Yeah, and then they let them voice their opinions and like what they think is wrong with the world, and just basically their whole like conspiracy theories and stuff. Yeah. And it was hilarious. I couldn't believe it. It was awesome. I would have totally watched this show back in the 80s if I would have known about it. So, anyway, that's Franley, Crazy Pooper Scooper Consumer Lady over at YouTube, or you can watch it on our site. Yeah. Boom. That's our show for today. Yourdaily.blogspot.com. If you want to, you can subscribe to the website, you know, by clicking the subscribe button. You can call us and leave us a message. Just by clicking the call me badge on the site, etc. And you know, throughout the week I'll still be posting stuff, and then you got your show that we do here at the end of the week to listen to,
and we do it for you.
Usually Dexter announces that part, but I ended up just going with it. Why did I end up doing that? You usually do the roundup thing.
Quiet.
Yeah,
because
really quiet.
Because I was looking in our yard and I saw all this dog poop. And
you're gonna try and be the crazy lady?
I was like, that's disgusting. And I was so affected by it that I became temporarily mute.
You were doing the thing where you kind of sounded like Dr. Steve Brule. I saw that they're making
this pimp and this hooker, and and I tried to chase him down, but he shot me.
Dr. Steve Brule's getting his own show.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Dr. Steve Brule.
I'm your greengrocer, your health.
From Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job. Because sometimes when Dexter does that voice right there, he sounds like Steve Brule. Anyway, we got off topic. That's the end of our show. Thank you for joining us at yourdaily.blogspot.com.
Really?
See you guys.
And we'll see you later on.